Blog Talk Radio.
I was a hard drinking sinner with blood on my hands. I was a hard drinking sinner, a gun in my hands, drinking 40 pounds for dinner till I met a big man. And the man said, how do we do?
Welcome to Living Paranormal Sausage Party. I've got my good friend Alex on the line. What's up, brother?
Hey, man, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Good. I've moved closer to the microphone.
Yeah, so, thank you for that. Sometimes I have a hard time hearing with my old man ears when people call me on Skype. So how's everything going over there?
Yeah, not bad. Just
awesome.
Fell asleep and my alarm didn't go off, so luckily I woke up half hour ago. So.
Well, I'm glad you did. Like I told you, I was perusing the internet for paranormal articles to read, just in case you missed it or something. So I'm glad your alarm went off.
No, it didn't go off. I woke up next.
Oh, it didn't go
luckily.
Off. Okay.
No, that's what I'm saying.
Oh,
I set an alarm and for some reason it didn't go off. So luckily I woke up naturally. So you're good.
Luckily, your internal alarm went off, and you were able to join us.
Yeah, I woke up thinking, fuck, what time is it? And then I realized it was quarter past two, so I had 45 minutes.
Yeah, sometimes I'll do that. Like I know, like if I know I need to get up, and I forget to set the alarm, I'll still wake up regardless because I've convinced my, you know, I guess my body or my mind to get up at a certain time. It's crazy how your mind can work like that.
Yeah, I don't know what it was, but something got me up. But yeah, no, I set an alarm for, obviously, because your show over there starts at 10, over here it's 3 a.m. I set an alarm for 2 o'clock, but my alarm didn't go off. So yeah,
oh, well,
I'm good. I'm up. I'm ready. I'm going. I've had some coffee. I'm good.
Well, like I said, I'm glad you were able to come on the show and talk about Living Paranormal Magazine. Why don't you give us a little bit of like a background on how the whole idea got started?
I don't know, to be honest. I mean, Helena was basically just talking to you about doing a magazine, and it's kind of evolved from that.
I can't honestly remember walking around the mall in Richmond, Short Pump Mall, shout out to Short Pump, and talking to her about this magazine idea she had. This was last year sometime, and she was like, you guys were going through some stuff, and, you know, she wasn't ready for it to happen yet, but the more she talked about it, the more into it I got. I'm like, yeah, this could actually work. You know, but at first I was like, well, yeah, okay, that's a good idea. But I didn't actually think it was going to happen, you know?
Yeah, well, I at the time I didn't realize how much work would be involved.
Yeah, it's not easy. And I have to commend you. Because you've done a ton of work on it as far as, like, you know, editing and stuff like that. And even Helena has done. And it's really been cool being a part of the process, putting this thing together.
Yeah, and we've got a lot of cool people that are sort of writing for us. We've got, I mean, obviously we've got, like, the regular people, but we've got in our first issue, we've got a great guest writer. We've got Jack Kenner, who's written an article about how you basically got into paranormal investigating. I don't know if I'm not going to ask too many details, but it's as simple as getting a spirit to open a door in his, this is mum's house or his aunt's house now. I have read the article, but I can't remember if it was his aunt's house or his mum's house. No, whatever. But, yeah, and I mean that's a good story, and I mean we've got two really cool horror stories, short horror stories in the magazine as well. There's lots of stuff in it. Can you remember what's in it? I can't. I've forgotten.
Well, I know.
What did you write about?
The cool thing about the magazine is the fact that, you know, you bring people in that aren't even sure if they can write or not, but they want to tell the story. You know,
and
trust me, after reading the rest,
I'm pretty sure that.
Exactly. I told you before, like, I'm not a writer, but, you know, but after a while, after practice, you know, it'll get better and better, you know. And I think a lot of people can submit their artwork and, you know, and submit their stories and stuff. So it's a good way to bring people together and to showcase their talents, you know.
Yeah, I mean, I said, as well as the horror stories, let me talk about the horror stories for a second. People can feel free to submit their horror stories for the article. I mean, we don't really have a limit, but obviously it's a short horror story, and the horror story section, we don't really want it to be any longer than about 8 pages long, so, you know, don't overdo it. But we're looking for a horror story submissions.
We don't want a novel.
Horror tree as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're not saying, like, you know, Stephen King novel. But we've got a friend of ours who's a writer who's going to be editing the horror section for us, and he'll be making the decision on what goes in to sort of take some of the pressure off us.
You know, I just had an idea. You know what we need to do at the end of the year is make a collection of the horror stories that were in the magazine and put them together, make a hard copy and sell it.
Yeah, I mean, because we are looking into hard copies. There's a website that will basically they work for like sort of self-publishing authors and stuff, but basically they'll print stuff to order. So we don't have to order a load of copies. You just go to this website and then you order the book and then they print it and send it to you. But obviously it's not gonna be a book, it's gonna be a magazine, that's the only difference. But as well as the horror stories, we also want people to tell us like their true paranormal stories, like, you know, if you've had a UFO sighting or if you've experienced something creepy. Again, our friend Ian, who's the editor of the horror section, he's also I've also given him that to do as well. So if you've got, I mean, in our first issue, we've got a story about a woman who's decided to, we know who she is, but she's remaining anonymous. She wrote about a time when she spotted a UFO while driving some kids home from like a club. And that story is kind of crazy. And I know, as we know, the person, we can vouch for her as well. I mean, it's not something she'd make up.
Oh, no, I don't think so, yeah. I love those stories, those personal accounts, because, you know, they feel so real.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I mean, it is a really good story as well. And
I'm definitely looking forward to reading
it's
it.
Mental. And that's in there just after the horror story section. I mean, at the moment, I'm telling you what's in the back of the magazine. After that, then we also review horror movies. And the daughters reviewed the new Blair Witch Project.
Oh, yeah. Did she review the Blair... Yeah, I thought she reviewed the Bye Bye Man, but...
No, it's the Blair Witch Project.
Either
one. I got.
Okay. Well, that's it. My daughter Rihanna did review a movie for the magazine, so I'm very proud of her.
Yeah.
For that.
And she really didn't like it.
Nope, she did not. Nope, she did.
And,
she did not. But
I'm doing a review for another horror film called The Autopsy of Jane Doe, which I really like. So, because I tend to find horror movies like really boring, but this one in particular was actually. Kept me watching it because I was sort of intrigued to know what's going to happen next. So I reviewed that as well. As well as Jack.
Yeah, it's definitely, you know, hard to find a horror movie that keeps your attention because they all seem to follow the same kind of storyline.
Yeah,
know,
if I read
different variations of it.
If I read a synopsis and it's something about a family moving into a house, I just don't bother. I just zone out and don't bother even watching it.
Yeah.
Because I'm just so fed up of a new family moving into a house and they're creeped out by something weird. It's like, yeah, I like, that's like that's
yeah.
like half of the horror stories. Let's move on.
Jimmy didn't know it was in the well. Don't watch
exactly.
this tape. Don't do this. Don't open this book. Don't say a word three times. It's basically
open,
the same shit every time.
Don't open the creepy box with a skull in it. It's got a weird
exactly.
demon inside. Well, they haven't said that. There is a really good horror story film. I can't remember what it's called now. But it's about that it's a Jewish thing. You know that box is meant to contain a demon. I forget what they call it.
Pandora's box?
No. That's Greek.
Yeah, I wasn't Jewish. I don't know many Jewish men.
So
I know about the dreidel.
It's got Jeffrey Dean Morgan in, who plays Negan in The Walking Dead. I know that much.
Yeah.
I just can't remember
the name.
Does
that have Anthony Hopkins in it too? No.
No. No, it's
a different movie.
His like little girl buys this haunted. Well, it's just a really nice box, basically. But it turns out that it's like possessed by some.
What's in the
Deep.
Box?
Yeah. I was going wrong. I can't remember what it's called now. But they had...
I'm
going to
look it up online here.
Zach Bagans' other TV show, where that haunted that freaking museum place, whatever it's called.
Yeah.
Someone actually
that's
took the box.
Collector.
Yeah, that's it. Someone took the box on his show, and some weird shit went down.
I don't know. I don't know if I wanted to have a museum like that. I guess he's got all the protection around the items that he has. I guess what John Zaffis has in his haunted collection.
That show makes me laugh. I mean, it
what,
sounds
a collector?
Like, it sounds like a good idea if you want to like steal some people's stuff. So like, I go into a house, their TV. Oh, your brand new HD TV's haunted. I'm gonna take that home.
I better let me take that off your hands.
And I mean, funny enough, it's a Super Bowl next week. But you're it's 60 inches, isn't it? Yeah, that's definitely haunted.
Yeah,
I'll take that.
I'm sorry. Your 2017 Ford Mustang is haunted. I need to take that off your hands. It seems to be possessed by the devil. So
yeah,
I'll do you a favor. I'll do you a solid and let you take it off your hands for you.
Yeah.
No charge.
What? You got a brand new iPhone 7. That's haunted.
Yeah, it's possessed by the devil.
That phone's confused. It doesn't understand why it doesn't have a headphone jack. That's haunted. I'm taking it.
Exactly. Siri is the devil, so I better take it back and bless it.
Yeah. Yeah. It's always an expensive item that you seem to take as well. It's never sort of something simple. It's always like some antique.
Exactly. And it's some weird shit like, oh, there is, I found a screw. Sometimes I find a screw in a certain box or something. That must be the reason why it's haunted. It's like, I don't know. And don't get me started on like Ghosts of Shepherdstown and, you know, shows like that. We should seriously review haunted. We should review ghost shows for the magazine.
I would, but I'm scared don't like something, I'm scared it might upset some of our friends.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, for example, if I watched Ghost of Shepherdstown and I didn't like it, then I'm friends with Bill Hartley. I don't want
to. Yeah, you want to piss him off. But then again,
no.
If you don't like something, as long as you have constructive criticism about the show and say, here's what I don't like about it, then, I don't, you'll probably appreciate it.
Yeah, I mean, Ghost
more
of
than you like, oh, I love the show, regardless of, if you like it or not.
Ghost of Shepherdstown isn't even shown in the UK. So I couldn't tell you if it's good or not.
Wow. Well, maybe it'll come out.
Paranormal Lockdown is going to be shown in the UK soon.
That's
like
a good show.
Ghost Adventures and Haunted Case Files and Paranormal Survivor and stuff and like Ghost Hunters, they're all shown over here, but Paranormal Lockdown isn't. But it will be soon. Anyway, speaking of Bill Hartley, he's also in our magazine. In our first issue at the end of the week.
Yeah, what day is that again?
It's Friday. It's in Eastern Time. It's out at 8 a.m.
Ooh. All right, guys. So set your alarms. Get up. Make yourself a cup of coffee. Sit by the computer.
See?
8 a.m. The official release of Living Paranormal. Take the day off of work. You may want to because you're gonna sit there. You're gonna want to read it over and over again. You gotta tell your friends.
You're gonna be so impressed that you're gonna be licking your computer screens.
It is.
You're gonna want more.
It'll make you want to eat your computer.
Yeah.
Must have more. It may actually drive you crazy. You may actually want to kill someone afterwards.
I mean, the good thing is you can download it, so you don't have to just watch it, just read it online. You can actually download it, and if you want, you can print it. I don't care. I'm not gonna sue you.
You can hold it in your hands. You can. sleep with it under your pillow. You can caress it. You can do whatever you want to. If you lick it, taste it, you can smell it.
You can download it so it's on your hard drive, and then you can eat your hard drive. So you can, you can, yeah, that'd be great. I mean,
I've
been off to the joke, but don't actually do that.
Well, you never know.
You'll get hard drive heartburn, and you don't want that.
Yeah,
what are we talking about?
Hard drive heartburn. I have no fucking clue. this is turning into a random as fuck episode.
Yeah, it's my problem. I tend to go on subject a lot. I need to stick to the subject matter. Otherwise, people will just completely kill me.
Yeah, they'll be like, yeah, I'm not reading this magazine. They're fucking crazy. We should have them committed. Well, we are fucking crazy, but that's besides the point. The magazine is awesome. Don't we have...
It is.
Do we have some spiritual articles in the magazine?
Yeah, because obviously our friend Holly, she is writing spiritual articles for us. First issue, she is writing a bloody hell, what's wrong with my bloody English? I'm English, come on.
Come on, do you fit it in the fucking language?
I was about to say she has written, that's not a bloody word. She's written.
Now
she's
you sound like me.
Yeah, I sound like you. The person who likes to double space after every full stop.
Hey, that's how we do it in America.
No, that's how you do it in Virginia. Jack Kennedy didn't do it.
Well, Jack, fine. I will never double space. When did I double space again? Like after.
But the thing is, after every full stop. But the thing is, it's okay because a friend of ours was telling me that a magazine he works for, they actually sent out an email to everyone that like writes for them asking not to double space after a full stop. So it's not unheard of. So.
Well, there you go. I mean, you spend your whole life writing papers a certain way. It's hard to not write it that way.
Yeah. But anyway,
going back to
what we were talking about. Holly's written about the history of crystals and how humankind has used them throughout the ages and how and what sort of spiritual I don't really know this stuff.
Near to why,
so,
but I find it fascinating.
Holly knows it all, but what kind of skills or connections you can get from them and things like that, and healing powers and et cetera, so.
Yeah, but there are so many different kinds of crystals out there.
Oh, yeah, I mean, I didn't realize how far back, like, the use of crystals goes and what they were used for. I mean, so again, I don't want to go into too much details, read the article, but she was saying about one ancient civilization used to crush them up and rub them all over their bodies before battle. I mean, that's kind
of
crazy, but yeah.
It's got to be hard to write, to keep all the information about the crystals, because it goes, like I said, like you said, it's been going on for centuries. Try to get all that information into one article. She could probably write an article for each magazine this year and still have more to talk about when it comes to crystals.
Yeah, I mean, I'm pretty sure you could have written more about the 360 houses. If you wanted to. Because, I mean, you could probably write about each investigation individually, because I'm sure every one is slightly different.
Exactly, but then... then pretty much the whole magazine would be about the 360 house, and you know.
Yeah. But I mean, we might as well talk about that. I mean, that's what your article is about.
Yeah.
360 house.
Yes, it is. And,
which
know,
is actually which I actually quite enjoyed reading because I like learning about the history of the location and how dark the history is, as well.
Yeah, I mean, that's what fascinates me about any paranormal investigation, is learning the history of the locations and stuff like that. And luckily, having such a personal connection with this location certainly helped a lot in writing the article, because, like I said, I was writing from my heart and not from a book. you know?
Yeah.
And
it shows.
A double space for my heart, too. Double space was from the heart.
It's only because I have to go through it all and backspace every at the end of every sentence.
You probably cursing me at you fucking wanker. Double spacing wanker.
Well, I mean, one thing you could tell from reading the article is you could tell that Jack is actually a professional. Because out of everyone, he had the least amount of typos.
Has he written articles before? I know he
writes for a magazine.
Okay.
And he's got a book out later this year as well. So.
Oh, yeah. Well, there you go. I mean, I fucking have grammar mistakes in my Facebook updates, so, I mean...
Oh, I do all the time as well. I don't really care, though. It's Facebook, but...
Yeah, it's...
He would be, like, a full-time writer with us, but he's just too busy because he's already writing for another magazine, and obviously he's got his other stuff going down as well, so...
Yeah, he's a pretty busy guy.
Yeah, he
for
is.
For sure. But it's cool that that he was able to write his article for the first magazine.
Yeah, he's going to write more for us as well at some point. Just he's not going to be doing every issue like us.
Mhm. So what made you decide to make the publish the magazine? I guess every other month instead of every month.
Well, we're too busy as it is. I mean, literally, our lives are Berlin Paranormal and now Living Paranormal. That's all we do.
Yeah, it is a very time-consuming
Plus, I need to give everyone a chance to, like, get articles to me, and then I need a chance to edit everything. So, I mean, the magazine is out on Friday and it's still not finished.
And soon as, like, shoot, I'm going to start reviewing, because I'm supposed to be writing an article on the Slender Man and do an article on I'm not sure which printable location I'm going to be working on, but I'm going to have to start working on that now.
Mm-hmm.
Reviewing.
Well, we do have a couple of ideas for the April.
Yeah.
That's when our magazine is out next, in April. And we do have some. Yeah,
and it'll get here before we know it. That's what
You're
going to wait 2 months. Like we have all the time in the world, but it's gonna be here before you know it. Oh shit! Write another article.
Yeah. Well, this magazine's out on Friday, and then I've got about a week off, and then I'm back on to the magazine again.
Little mini vacation.
Yeah, because I've start designing the front cover and stuff.
The magazine is out 24th of every month, right? So that's not going to change.
Yeah.
It'll be...
Yeah.
Okay.
It's out 24th of every month.
So it'll be April?
June? Yeah. So April,
August,
June, August, October, December.
In December.
Yeah.
Awesome.
So we cover all the major holidays. Apart from Thanksgiving.
Yeah. We'll just, I'm not sure how many scary stories have to do with Thanksgiving, but I know a Thanksgiving horror movie, that would be something that has never been done. A Thanksgiving horror movie. I'm sure there's been some, like, weird, like, B-rated horror movie about a killer turkey or something.
It's funny. It's funny you should say that. I was just watching an episode of Bob's Burgers. And, you know, like the bull run in Spain where they run and they get chased by a load of bulls?
Yeah, yeah, the bulls of Pamplona.
I was watching an episode of Bob Burgers, and in that they have to run away from turkeys, but it turns out the turkeys are crazy. So it's funny you should say that.
Well, there you go. The psychotic turkeys, I think. See, we could be making millions with our ideas. Crazy
yeah,
turkeys.
Instead, we're just going to stick to the magazine.
Yeah. We'll try that next year. We'll try running our Thanksgiving horror movie.
Yeah.
That's what the world needs, damn it.
Yeah,
that'd
be amazing. I imagine, like, there'd be, like, a scene where guy's got his girlfriend in the hot tub and then suddenly, like, turkeys start coming out of the bushes and picking at the faces and in their eyes.
Making that weird gobbling sound.
Yeah.
What is that noise?
It's like a load of gobbles and then the chewing of eyeballs. Or the pecking of eyeballs.
Pecking of eyeballs.
In fact,
they never saw it coming.
Fuck it. It's our fucking movie. These turkeys have teeth.
This time, Thanksgiving. This time, the turkeys eat you for dinner.
This time, it's the turkeys with the teeth.
That's right.
Anyway, magazine.
Yeah, back to the magazine.
But if anyone wants to copy out the Thanksgiving turkey horror movie idea, I will sue you.
We will kill you. We will set our psychotic turkeys on you.
Sue your family.
Exactly. We'll put crazy turkeys in your house, and yeah, you don't want that to happen.
Yeah. And we'll even crowd cramble into the night.
I saw a movie on Netflix called Zombie Beavers. So
I heard about that.
Psychotic turkeys isn't far off the plantation there.
No.
So you also have people sending in artwork as well. That's very cool.
Like I've asked people to give us some artwork, just basically so I can break up some of the articles and put their artwork in the magazine. I've got some awesome paintings or pictures or whatever you want to refer to them, by an artist called Phil Stevens.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's from Philadelphia. I can't remember now. Let me check.
shout out to Bill Stevens.
It's dark and cool, really cool artwork. So I've got some of his stuff in, as well as obviously we've got the horror stories, we've got poetry as well, and I mean, we've put some of our own photographic art in as well. Yeah, he's from Philadelphia.
Oh, well, awesome.
I mean, you probably won't be listening to this, but yeah. He's a really cool artist, actually. I just happened to add him he added me, I don't know. But, I just noticed he was uploading pictures of artwork, and then I realised it was his, and I was like, I messaged him, can I put some of that in my magazine, please? And he went, yeah, of course you can. So, yeah, I put some of it in my magazine.
Really cool. And hopefully he'll download this show after, you know, if he's out listening to it now, he can listen to it later on iTunes, courtesy of the Vibe Radio Network.
Hang on. I mean, he doesn't have a Facebook page. It's just his personal thing.
Mm-hmm.
If you read our magazine, apart from the fact you'll be able to see his artwork, I have put his email address in the pictures as well. So.
Yeah, well, it's cool because like we're helping, you know, we're helping to get people's artwork out to the masses.
Yeah, and like I really liked his artwork, and I know everyone else will as well, especially if you like sort of dark, mysterious, kind of crazy stuff.
That's right up my alley, so I am definitely looking forward to seeing it, for sure. Let's say someone is listening to this show, which I know thousands of people are right now, and they're like, you know what, I have art. I want to be a part of this whole project. How can they submit their artwork? Who do they contact?
They just email us, livingparanormalmagazine@outlook.com. just email us and ask us if it's okay for them to submit some artwork, and then wait for us to reply, and then just obviously send an attachment and tell us a bit about yourself, basically. And same thing goes for if you want to write generally about anything and not just give us artwork, then yeah, just email us. Could they send a message
to the Living Paranormal Facebook page? That might be easier.
Yeah, that too. Which is facebook.com/ Living Paranormal.
Well, if you type in Living Paranormal, you'll find a Facebook page.
Yeah, I mean our logo is a white LP on a black square.
LP for Living Paranormal.
Look out for the chandelier photograph. Oh, I know, we got rid of that. It's another website on the thing in it.
That is an awesome cover photo, by the way, with the chandelier. What made you decide to use that as your cover photo?
I don't know. I just liked it, and I was like, so I'm going to use that. Because it's a chandelier at a stately home somewhere in the UK, and then and then Helene has just edited it, and I thought that looks really impressive. So,
you know, I was watching a video yesterday. I was watching a Shane Dawson video. Shout out to Shane. And he was talking about doing conspiracy theories. And he was talking about chemtrails.
Mm-hmm.
And it really freaked me out. And I'm really looking forward to reading Helena's article about chemtrails. Can you tell me a little bit more about not without divulging too much, but tell me a little bit more about chemtrails and what they are.
There's a conspiracy that that the government are using contrails as a way of controlling us. I say contrails, but they're not actually contrails, they're chemtrails. Are they using it for mind control? Are they trying to infect us with something? Is it connected to the New World Order, Illuminati? You know, it's quite a beefy subject. Helena could have written pages and pages about it. The best thing to do would be to actually read the article, and you get a better idea what they're about. But
yeah, it is weird.
You start to actually really think about it and think, actually, this isn't like crazy talk. This is actually quite possible.
Well, if you look up in the sky, I mean, not every jet that goes or plane goes by admits that exhaust that comes out. But you look in the sky, crisscross. It's like, why is this even happening?
Contrails are water vapor, basically. Mm-hmm. But chemtrails are different to contrails. They evaporate to form clouds. They aren't like white sometimes, they like grey or black colour, or they could just sort of, instead of like, you know, regular contrails would last like an hour or so, and there's been contrails that have been there all day afterwards, you know, so it's like I said, it's a really beefy subject. I don't know why I'm using the word beefy.
it is like the whole article on the with the crystals, you know, it's one of those things that could be written. You can write pages about it.
Yeah, I mean,
the hard part is.
Helena did tell me that she's going to probably do another article about chemtrails as like a follow up, because since she's written it, there's been a bit more stuff come out online about them, so she's going to do an update for it later on in the year.
That's awesome. Wow. I mean, it's, but there are so many conspiracy theories out there and it's so very fascinating. It's definitely not a topic that will be, you know, run out anytime soon.
No. because, I mean, conspiracies, like, really sort of fuck with your head sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Don't get me started on the Mandela effect.
The Mandela effect doesn't freak me out, but it does annoy the hell out of me.
And some of them are just like, well, it could be a spelling mistake that people just, you know, like, okay, yeah. But some of them are like,
What's annoying about it is, like, you kind of think to yourself, yeah, well, it's obvious why I think such and such, because I've just misseen it or something at some point, which mm-hmm. is fair enough. But when there's, like, thousands of other people in the world that remember things exactly the same way as you, and you're all wrong, that's when it sort of starts to play with your head a bit, and you get annoyed, and you think, mm-hmm. how can this be possible?
Like the Chick-fil-A thing. I thought that's an American thing. Yeah, well, yeah. I don't know any British
The one that annoys us is the fact that the Milky Man doesn't have a monocle.
The Monopoly Man at sea? I thought for sure he had a monocle.
Sorry.
But I was wrong. Is Helena awake?
Yeah, she's... She's
I
like,
hear in the background.
She's saying, "Fuck the Monopoly Man."
Fuck him. No, thank you. He's old.
He's a handsome man, you know.
Even without the monocle.
Yeah, but he doesn't have a monocle, and I thought he had a monocle. I mean, whenever I've seen a version of the Monopoly Man in a film or a TV show, he always has a monocle.
He's got a monocle.
Yeah, exactly. But he doesn't have one.
Bloody wanker.
How many people remember him having one?
A lot.
And it's just a weird coincidence that there's like hundreds of thousands of people that think he has a monocle. But Mandela is probably something we will be writing about in one of our issues. But again, there's so many we could write about it. We could do a whole magazine about it. So.
Exactly, that's the hard part. It's condensed.
In fact,
what you're writing about into an article that's short enough.
Something Helena told me about a couple of days ago. Have you heard of a band called Panic at the Disco?
Yes.
Their first single was called "I Write Sins, Not Tragedies," something like that. One of the lines is, "Haven't you people ever heard of closing a goddamn door?" But even the lead singer thought it was the goddamn door, not a goddamn door.
Wow. But even though one word things, it's kind of like, oh, well, like Luke, I am your father. It was never Luke, I am your father. It's no, I am your father.
Yeah.
And even in an interview, James Earl Jones thought he said, Luke, I am your father, because we have that ingrained in our minds that's what
he said,
when he watched the movie.
I do have a theory behind that. I think that had something to do with the commercialization of it, and
mm-hmm.
like if someone's walking down the street with a t-shirt that says "No, I am your father," people aren't going to relate it to Star Wars.
Unless you have like a Darth Vader like picture on it or something.
Star Wars. So that's why we.
Yeah, I mean that makes sense. You put the word Luke in front of it, and okay, all right, Star Wars, Luke, I'm your father.
Exactly.
And you look at some random guy and said, "No, I am your father." Whose father are you? That doesn't make any sense. See, again, you need get off subject a little bit.
These are all things we want to write about in our magazine. We've got so many ideas, it's ridiculous.
And that's the thing. we want to give people the opportunity to write for the magazine as well. If you have a story, if you have a like an encounter you want to talk about, if you have what paranormal photos you want to turn in.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. Yeah. Yeah, we're looking for people that have photographs of, I don't know, a ghost or a UFO or something, so we can put them in our magazine. But you only have a short,
okay.
And I'll need them by at least Thursday. Any later than that is too late. So.
I've got a question for you. Let's say that someone has paranormal evidence, like not a picture, but let's say they have an EVP. Or they have like a video of something they caught. Is there a website they could send it to you guys and put it on a certain website?
Well, yeah. I mean, we can upload MP3s onto our website. And we can. I mean, yeah. I mean, there's stuff we can do. I mean, as well as livingparanormalmagazine.com, we also own another domain, which is livingparanormal.net. And we're thinking about using that as kind of a gateway for people to share their evidence.
People can share.
Exactly. So, I mean,
I think that's a good idea.
We have some ideas with that. But, you know, if people don't upload their own evidence onto YouTube, then, you know, I'm sure we can do something to help them out, because we'll make a Living Paranormal YouTube page, and we'll link it to our website. I mean, we're still in the early stages of Living Paranormal
mm-hmm.
magazine. So many things we're planning on doing, as well as, you know, we've been planning ever since we came up with the idea to do a convention as well. I mean, in the UK, but I'm pretty sure we could arrange something in the States as well. But obviously, that'd be quite difficult for us. Although you're in the States, so
I'm sure we can figure out something.
We've got so many plans; it's crazy.
That's the thing about this whole idea, that it's a living thing. It's constantly changing, and like I said, we're adding ideas to it, you know, with the livingparanormal.net, people being able to, in time, obviously being able to submit evidence for just people to talk about.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. I don't know whether I'd call it an article, but the very last article in the magazine is like, apparently we call it Paranormal Caught on Film.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to say ghosts caught on camera, but we don't just want ghosts. We want UFOs, or maybe you've got a picture of Bigfoot having a piss in the woods. You know, just send them to us.
Beef
and we'll
jacking off, eating beef jerky.
Yeah, exactly. into a pie. We'll put them in our magazine, and we'll give you all the credit for it, you or your team. And I'm just going to put the picture and say this picture was taken by so and so. I will sort of say where and when and things like that. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Is there any like team interviews you have in the magazine?
Yeah. Well, every issue we have, we're going to interview a paranormal team from somewhere around the world. In our first issue, we're interviewing the Mirror Paranormal Society,
right.
Who are based in Victoria, Australia. Yeah.
We're going worldwide.
Yeah, and the Mirror Paranormal is run by our friend Andy. He also goes by Bros. I don't know why. I keep meaning to ask him, but but yeah. So we're talking about.
So the one question everyone wants to know: did you ask me in the interview about why he goes by Bros?
Well, no. I mean, because we have an idea. We have like a set question kind of thing. So we just think that what we plan on asking.
The world may never know.
And I think the only other thing we haven't mentioned that's in the sorry, in the magazine is there's also an article about the J.C. Thompson building, which is in East Liverpool, Ohio. So there's also an article about that in the magazine as well.
Well, shit. Awesome.
Yeah, I mean, that's everything. I think we've covered everything that's in the magazine.
Wow. Well, you know, I think this is going to be very fun, a very fun magazine to read. And it's chock full
fun
of awesome information. And, you know, I'm just very happy and proud to be a part of this project with you guys.
Yeah, same here.
Definitely a labor of love, for sure.
And it's almost ready to go on for Friday. I just need to do the final touches.
Mm-hmm. It's gonna be interesting, and I'm sure a lot of people are going to enjoy reading it. But we're almost out of time. But we do have a few minutes left, and you guys can talk about what you have coming up with Bolin Paranormal.
I'll just quickly say one thing about the magazine. Like I said, we are working on getting hard copies available. But for now, if you go to livingparanormalmagazine.com, there's a tab which basically will have all of our issues in it. Click on that. And then you click on the February issue, and then the PDF should open in a new tab, and then you've got like a little button where you can either download it if you want to read it later, or you can print it off as well if you want. But bear in mind that will use up a lot of ink. Because all the pages are all black, so. So you can do that. That's where you go, livingparanormalmagazine.com. And you either you can view the PDF online or you can download it.
Don't forget, that's Friday morning, 8 a.m.
Yeah.
Eastern time.
Okay.
if you get bored at work and something to do. You start reading Bolin Paranormal. You may actually get fired because you're going to be so into this magazine, you'll neglect all your work. You probably leave your children at school waiting on you because you're just so engrossed in this magazine. So don't say we didn't warn you, guys. I mean, you probably ignore all your loved ones because you'll be so into this magazine. You want to read it over and over again. So just letting you know, giving you a fair warning. It's gonna be awesome.
It will be. It is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I just wanna.
No.
I definitely want to thank you guys for coming on the show.
Thank you.
Like I said, we have a few minutes left. I definitely want to. You guys, with any other projects you guys have coming up, any other investigations you have, you want to talk about?
Usually, Bolin Paranormal sort of takes a break at the beginning of every year, and we don't start investigating until later on in March.
But we've got
some cool locations that we're planning on going to this year. One of the places that I know people in America would have heard of is the Black Monk House.
Ooh, yeah, that was just on Paranormal Lockdown.
It's not actually called the Black Monk House over here. It's known as 30 East Drive. Because that's its address. 30 East Drive is the address of the house. It's not very imaginative.
You work in tomorrow?
Well, we've got Celestial on the line. Late comer.
Hello.
Yeah, we have Celestial.
I full sign
Celestial called in.
Can you call me? Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yes,
we can hear you.
Oh, hey, what's up?
Well, we called in, so we figured we'd put you on.
I was just coming to harass you guys because I heard there was a radio show going on. So I figured
the best
I'd
radio
call
show
harass
ever.
You guys.
I mean, anytime you get Alex and me together, oh my goodness.
I was listening to a little bit of it because someone wasn't paying attention to the host cue.
Well, you weren't supposed to come on the show, were you?
No, but the thing was, it wasn't going to be me who came on the show. It was going to be some random person I was just going to make up and then harass y'all.
Okay.
But I had to tell you who I
even
was first.
Even though I recognize your phone number?
Attention.
Yeah, that doesn't work.
No,
yeah.
I was actually calling off of a friend's phone just for that reason.
Oh.
So,
bleh. Okay, well, I still recognize the area code. So, all right, so you want the Black Moor house?
Black Monk.
Sorry. I think because there are lots of moors in England, right? That's a moor thing, right?
Yeah, I don't know what a moor is. Hang on.
I've heard of it.
I think it's like a
M-O-O-R.
Like a field. Like a field in Yorkshire. That's how I picture it for some reason.
Yeah. Yeah, moors are tough in England, I believe.
Yeah.
What the fuck is a tuffet?
I don't fucking know. like a bump with grass on it.
Is it like?
I don't know.
I mean, a little bit of. She sat on a tuffet eating a curd. What are curds and what?
Well, you know when you're walking through a field and there's like a sort of. What's a tuffet?
The moor is an
uncut
road
placed
around
covered
with
timber.
A moor.
This is what people need to know.
You just Googled it. It's a what?
It's an uncut way to land with
covered
in
heather. It's an uncultivated stretch of land covered in heather.
I've already told Ryan this
what it's. Ooh, heather.
And a tuffet is like a lump in the field.
A lump in the field.
But just imagine like a mini hill.
I love British. I love English language. It's so awesome. Oh man, we should do a show and just talk about, you know, just weird words that nobody knows. Nobody knows the meaning of.
What British word?
No, any word. I mean, even American words that people don't know, but mostly British words. Yeah.
You would say that because you're not British.
No, I'm not. American, damn it.
Yeah, I know. It's a shame.
Well, we've got a minute and a half, 90 seconds left, so, or a minute and a half, either one. Anything else you want to add to the show? Advertise a magazine?
Yeah, I mean, everyone's got all the details of the magazine. Like I said, go to www.livingparanormal.com. Berlin Paranormal will soon have a website as well. But for now, you can find Berlin Paranormal on Facebook. Living Paranormal is also on Facebook. And Berlin Paranormal is also on Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube.
Awesome. Well, guys, thanks for coming on. And we're looking forward to reading the magazine on Friday.
And like I said, if anyone's interested in being part of the team, just find us on Facebook and send us a message.
Sounds awesome.
I can't say yes to
it. All right, guys. Thank you.
Yeah. Bye. Free to bet.
All right, guys. Thanks a lot for coming on. Stay freaky, and I'll talk to you soon.
Freaking owl.
Have an awesome night.
Good morrow.
Good morrow. That's awesome. See you guys later.
Are we still going? I'm gone.
Nope.